Patwas Nene is an unlikely inventor. He grew up poor in a Johannesburg township and could not afford higher education. But the 33-year-old's fresh creations, like his data-collecting 3D-printed solar street lamp, have caught the attention of South African cities and companies. Getting there, he says, was a struggle.
I didn't know that, for example, you can be an inventor all day, but you still need to eat, you need to run a business. So as an inventor, you have to go through that process where you learn about business. So and all of that for me is self-taught.
A new South African invention and technology hub called Toybox is hoping to fill that void. Its co-founder, coder Arlene Mulder, says Africa is often overlooked as a source for ideas and invention. She wants to change that by supporting local inventors and artists like Senene and giving them room to grow and create.
We've been seeing over the last couple of years incredibly talented inventors coming up with incredible inventions, but they are struggling to bring these ideas to life. So we are creating this ecosystem and platform for them to come together. We provide access to the global world.
Toybox co-founder Kanina Foss says the world stands to benefit from Africa's rich artistic talent and traditions.
Some of the cool stuff our fellows are doing include leveraging the intersections between technologies and the creative disciplines so that we can use artists to really push the barriers on what tech can do.
Senene, the inventor, says his inspiration comes from some unexpected places. He recently created a data-collecting broom that allows city workers in crime-filled streets to instantly report problems.
What inspires me is my environment. So many of my devices has been inspired by the places that I've lived in, especially the problems.
Innovators like Senene hope to find that sweet spot between harsh reality, artistic expression, and cool technology. And where else, they say, but here, in Africa. Anita Palviwe News, Johannesburg.